This is a special occasion in parliamentary democracy.
Members on both sides.
Mr. Speaker, the Labor Party cannot be trusted.
I'd like to now address the House.
Mr. Harbourside Mansion.
Like a game of musical chairs, that's it.
Time to look at the big political stories of the week. Joining me to do that is National Political Editor at the Sunday Telegraph, Annika Smethurst. Hi, Annika.
Hello.
So today was the big announcement, a bit like an election, it felt like. Opposition Leader Bill Shorten basically telling us that he wanted to guarantee preschool. I was going to say kinder, but that's a very Victorian word, but preschool for three-year-olds as well as four-year-olds.
Oh, as a Victorian, I'm calling it kinder. I'm sorry to everybody else that
it means primary school for some states, though, so it is confusing.
I know. Look, yes, it does feel a little bit election-y. If that's even a word, it's not. Labor have promised 15 hours of a week for three-year-olds to go to kinder. It'll be a free to attend a state-run preschool and the equivalent subsidy to parents who want to send their kids to a private provider. They've said the plan will cost about $1.75 billion over the first 4 years, but it's a bit tricky because that they're saying that's from 2019 to 2022, but the actual change doesn't kick into 2021. So if you look at it from a long-term cost, it's about $9.8 billion over 10 years. And the way they're going to fund this is by curbing negative gearing, which Labor have previously announced and stuck to, and they're sort of linking that directly to being able to pay for three-year-old kinder. And interestingly, we are lagging behind in this. The coalition's big argument is, one, they think the costings are wrong, and two, they said we need to improve four-year-old kinder rates, which aren't actually as high as perhaps they should be. But when you look at countries like the UK or Israel or Spain, they almost have 100% of their three-year-olds going to three-year-old kinder, whereas we have nowhere near that amount. So it is something that will be a popular policy for parents, and just goes back to childcare again being a huge battleground at the next election.
Yeah, that's right. The PM's made it clear that taxpayers will cop it. Is he opposed it? Would you go that far?
I wouldn't say they've opposed it. This has been something that's pressure on both sides to do something about a three-year-old kinder. But interestingly, it's usually a state issue. So the criticism today from the government has really been about were all the states briefed on this? Are they going to agree to it? And how will it actually be funded? Will that money go to state governments, which will then roll it out at their level? Because as you know, every sort of state has a different system for this. And at the moment with four-year-old kinder, it's mainly funded through the state government and topped up by the federal government. So the criticism from the coalition is not necessarily anti the policy, it's the payment of it. And also they're saying, well, why wouldn't you just focus on getting the four-year-old rate at the levels that it should be?
Okay. Let's move to this story because it's a bit, I don't know what to make of it. So help me out here. Scott Morrison has given the man he didn't quite depose him. He kind of put his hand up when he was deposed by the party room, an overseas travel entitlement. What's the story here?
It seems to be more of a technicality, but it's an interesting one. So Malcolm and Lucy Turnbull will be given taxpayer-funded overseas travel in their entitlements if they're going to represent Australia on the world stage. Now, previously, prime ministers, they obviously get, you know, a fairly nice package in their retirement, but there hasn't been this stipulated. So in other examples, Tony Abbott went to Villers Bretonneux last year for the opening because it was something that he commissioned as prime minister. Another one was John Howard representing Australia at Thatcher's funeral. So it's not unusual for former prime ministers to represent Australia, but it's usually been on a case-by-case basis, and the prime minister will have said, well, ticked off on it. And Scott Morrison has said he's just formalised an informal arrangement. But I guess when we've got pictures appearing in the media of Malcolm Turnbull, who is staying and he's self-funded a trip to New York, he is representing Australia at the UN at the moment. He's done it twice since he's been there in the last 6 weeks. Now, he has funded this trip, this current one, but it's an interesting little, I guess, tidbit that this has actually been made formal for the first time.
I think the former prime minister's like, I didn't ask for this, right? That's basically his thing.
Yes, I think he was put in a bit of a pickle when this was put to him because he said, well, this isn't something I demanded. It's obviously been some sort of sweetener, which the government's offered, and they're saying it's the same sort of thing that's always been on offer to former prime ministers. They won't be able to use it just willy-nilly. They would have to, the prime minister would have to write a written request asking Malcolm and Lucy to go and represent Australia. And if that was the case, then they would be entitled to taxpayer-funded travel. So whilst it is just a formalising of something that has been going on, I guess when you've got, we all know Malcolm Turnbull has a bit of coin, a bit of money in the bank, and this plays into that, I guess.
It does totally play into that, doesn't it? That's really.
And it shouldn't.
That is the other layer to this story, though, isn't it?
I've always been strongly, you know, he's a self-made man and he's entitled to have money and spend it how it is. It shouldn't affect his ability to do the job. But yes, I think when you've, when we know that we're paying for his travel, when he's definitely got the money to do it himself, I guess that it upsets people a little bit more.
Yeah, it just presses a few buttons there, doesn't it? Annika, thanks for coming on.
Not a problem.
Annika Smethurst is the National Political Editor at the Sunday Telegraph, and you are listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Karvelas, taking you through to 7:30 tonight.